Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Dear listeners, a warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Radio Sai team, and it's time for the segment Soul Inspiration. At the very outset, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The time right now in our studio is 11:05 a.m. Indian Standard Time, and it's a warm and pleasant day here at the ashram. Today is 3rd of May 2018. Coming Sunday, that is 6th of May, we will witness Ishwarama Day here at the ashram. It will be celebrated. In the year 1972, on 6th of May, Mother Ishwaramma, the mother of the avatar, the Purna avatar, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, passed away. So every year on 6th of May, May the 6th is celebrated as Ishwaramma Day. Talking about Mother Ishwaramma, there is something very nice which inspires everyone. She had three wishes, which she asked Swami, and Swami fulfilled it. The first wish was, at that time there was not even a well in Puttaparthi village. So, people had to depend on the river Chitravati. They had to go to river Chitravati and take water every day to their house. And the Chitravati river was not perennial, so there was problem for water. So Mother Ishwaramma felt bad and told Swami to dig, to get a well dug in Puttaparthi, so that people of Puttaparthi will get clean drinking water always. And Swami got it done. And not only Swami quenched the thirst of the villagers of Puttaparthi, but he went on to start many drinking water projects and quench the thirst of millions of people all over the world. Mother Ishwaramma had another wish. There was no proper healthcare facility in Puttaparthi at that time. So if any villager of Puttaparthi had any health issue, they had to walk few kilometers to the nearby village where there was a local dispensary for health treatment. They had to either walk or they had to go in a bullock cart. So Mother Ishwaramma was very much pained, and she told Swami to get a hospital constructed in Puttaparthi so that people need not struggle when they are already struggling with some ailment. So Swami not only got a hospital built in Puttaparthi, that was the hospital, the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, but went on to construct another general hospital in Whitefield, and not only general hospitals, but super specialty hospitals, again one in Puttaparthi and another in Whitefield, which gives free treatment for all, regardless of caste, creed, nationality, rich, poor, nothing, everything is free. There's no bill section, in fact. And then Mother Ishwaramma had another wish. There was no proper school in Puttaparthi. Boys and girls at that time had to walk few kilometers to the nearby village to attend, to go for school. In fact, Swami himself in his childhood First went to Bukkapatnam, then went to Kamalapuram, then went to Uravakonda for schooling. So Mother Ishwarama was pained and she prayed Swami to get a school constructed in Puttaparthi. And Swami concord a school, started in Puttaparthi, and not only a school but went on to start an institution, a university, which right now has got 4 campuses in Prashanthi Nilayam, Muddenahalli, Brindavan and Anandapur, giving free education for all. So these were 3 beautiful wishes that Mother Ishwarama had, and Swami fulfilled it. By these 3 wishes, almost all people in the world got benefited. So 6th of May, that is coming Sunday, will be celebrated as Mother Ishwarama Day. So in today's segment of Soul Inspiration, I have got a short talk for you all, which is given by Brother Sai Roop, who at the time of giving this talk was pursuing his MSc degree, post-graduation degree, in Swami's Institute. And in this talk, Brother Sai Roop talks on what is true education that Swami is giving us. Let's listen to this short talk. It's just 7 minutes long duration. And at the end of the talk, I'll be back again and we'll talk more on this topic, true education.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I humbly place myself at the lotus feet of my mother, father, guru and Bhagwan. A loving Sai Ram to one and all. We were celebrating Sri Krishna Janmashtami, where we were all singing, Chitta Chora Yashoda Ke Baar Navanita Chora Gopal. And in Sai Kulwanthal, we witness this unique bond of love between Mother Yashoda and her little Krishna. And while seeing that, I got reminded of what Swami used to say about Yashoda and Krishna. It seems Mother Yashoda used to call her Krishna, showing a huge ball of Navanita in her hand. But the other hand was behind her, holding a stick. So, in the garb of giving butter, she wanted to teach a lesson to little Krishna. Similarly, our Sai Ma is calling us all her little Krishnas. We all come here to take the worldly education, the butter of worldly education. But what Swami actually wants to give us is the true education. Education with moral values. The education that Swami gives us is for life, not for mere living. And these moral values that He so lovingly gives us are truth, righteousness, peace, love and non-violence. What are these 5 moral values? Truth, being truthful to oneself and to others. Righteousness, doing only that what is right. The sense of duty, and doing that duty selflessly without demanding for our rights. Peace. Making peace with everybody and everything around us is not true peace. True peace is finding the inner peace, and Swami makes us realize it. Love. Love means seeing ourselves in everybody else, treating others the way we treat ourselves. Loving selflessly. Love is that level where else and others do not exist. Love is the feeling of oneness. That is the love that Swami shows upon us. Non-violence doesn't mean just at the physical level, but Swami says even in our thoughts we should not mean harm to others. These are the moral values that Swami teaches us through His words, actions, everything. He makes us know that inculcating just these 5 values will make us the ideals for the entire humanity. And when we have these 5 values, we live for others, not for ourselves, just like the way Swami lived. But I was wondering how in the physical absence of Swami we will learn all this. Then the answer dawned upon me. My roommate asked me to switch on the fan. So while I was going out, I switched on the fan and went out. Even though the person who switched on the fan was not there, the fan was still running. Similarly, even though Swami is not there physically, His words are there, His works are there, His instruments are there. Swami can teach us through anything. So where do we start? Let us start with our own body. Suppose we get a cut on the leg. Immediately, blood platelets, prothrombin, fibrinogen and all the 12 factors rush there to stop the bleeding. Hands go, trying to soothe the pain. Eyes cry. Each cell in our body live for other, to help the body as a whole. So, Swami teaches us through our own body. Next, our parents. They strive for us. They live for us. They earn for us. They spend for us. They sacrifice their own life for us. For our well-being. So, Swami teaches us through our parents also. Then, our teachers. Teachers for whom covering the syllabi is secondary and teaching Swami's values through their lessons is the priority. They love us just the way they love their own children. They want to see us in great positions, always wishing for our good. And they give us treats whenever we shout, sir, treat, 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 treat in class. Sacrifice is what we learn from them. Then the society. Policemen who protect us and our homes. Doctors who take care of our health. Auto drivers who take us from place to place. Municipality workers who keep our surroundings clean. Soldiers who willingly sacrifice their lives to protect our country. Sacrifice is what we learn from them. And then the nature. Swami says, rivers do not drink their own water. Rivers flow for others. The sun shines to give light to others. Wind blows to comfort others. And trees bear fruits to give them away to others. And finally, our Swami. Swami himself lived for others. All these schools, colleges, hospitals, water projects, nothing was for himself. Every moment of his life, he lived for others. So, selfless sacrifice with love sums up all the moral values. And with these, the end of our education will be character, just as Swami says. Swami teaches us the ultimate moral value, sacrifice, through this education that he gives us. True education. He teaches us, Tyagenaike Amritatva Manashu, so that when we go out as his generals, his commanders, we change the country, we change the world. We become the ideals for entire humanity. We change the system which, in the name of education, is producing learned monsters, skilled psychopaths, and educated each month. And we change it for good. And we'll make our Swami proud of his commanders. So, let us willingly take both the butter and the lessons. And go out as men with knowledge and moral values, as Swami wants it. With this, I leave you to your thoughts. Thank you for your patient and attentive listening. Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live. Stay tuned.
So that was Brother Sai Roop, who gave this short and sweet talk on true education. At the time when Brother Sai Roop delivered this talk, he was pursuing his post-graduation in Swami's University, that is MSc degree. So as we move on in the segment, Soul Inspiration, let me now, for the next couple of minutes, read out what Swami has said about true education. Now I am going to read out an excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he gave in the year 2005. I quote, "In this world, there are millions of educated people. Right from a child to a learned old man, everyone is interested in reading books and acquiring knowledge. But in what way are they benefited by the acquisition of bookish knowledge? Such education can only help you to eke out a livelihood. One may study a number of books and master various branches of knowledge, but does he or she enjoy peace and tranquility? All the knowledge that we acquire from books can only take care of our physical needs. The fact is, true knowledge is latent in everyone. Women do not lag behind men in academic excellence. People think that education confers on them respect and esteem. But people lack true wisdom in spite of their high academic achievements. In the present times, parents want their children to pursue solely job-oriented education. But what is the use of such education, which does not bring about transformation among children? Neither are children benefited, nor are they able to render any help to their parents. Modern man develops ego on account of his educational achievements. Humility is the hallmark of true education. If a man lacks viveka and vinaya, that is, discrimination and humility, all his education is of no value. You should understand that your education is meant for the welfare and progress of society. But in what way is society benefited by educated people? Students should strive to earn a good name in society. Today's education is making the students materialistic. It does not prepare the students to turn inward, to listen to their inner voice. One should acquire Atma Prabodha, that is, Atmic knowledge. That is true education. Without awareness of the self, all other knowledge is useless. Why should one pursue such education? People are interested in exercising their influence and power. They are not making efforts to cleanse their mind and heart. This is the result of modern education. People have learned to talk sweetly, but do not translate their words into action. Mere learning by rote, the contents of books, is not important. You should imbibe the gandha of all granthas, that is, essence of all texts. That is true education. People read a number of books, but what is the use? They merely quote what others have said. Is this what one is supposed to learn? You should listen to the prompting or utterance of your inner voice and share it with others. But scarcely anybody thinks on these lines today. There are three important principles in every human being. Manas, Buddhi and Atma. That is, mind, intellect and self. What is the nature of self? It is all pervasive. True education is that which originates from the heart. The reference in this context is to the spiritual heart and not the physical heart. There are many noble souls who are setting ideals to society by translating their knowledge into action. If you do not act in a principled manner, all your education becomes useless. It is what you practice that matters, not what you speak. Wherever you may go, your behavior should be exemplary. True education is that which originates from heart. Heart is very important for human existence. When a child is born, the first thing that people observe is the heartbeat. You should rely more on your spiritual heart than on the physical heart. First of all, one should understand the principle of unity. Unity leads to purity and purity leads to divinity. A true human being is one who strives for unity, purity and divinity. Otherwise, he is no better than birds and animals. First, purify your senses and develop unity. Consider all as your brothers and sisters and live in harmony. Unquote. So dear listeners, what I read just now was an excerpt from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered in the year 2005. And he spoke extensively on true education. So Swami says, what is more important than bookish knowledge is humility. As it is said, Vidya Tadati Vinayam, education should confer humility. Well, on this regard, Swami has given a beautiful and humorous Chinnakatha. It seems once there was a businessman who was on his way to his hometown, and his hometown was on the other side of a river. So to cross the river, he hired a boat and he and the boatman were sailing in the river, on the river. And as they were sailing, the businessman got bored and he started a conversation with the boatman. He first asked the boatman if he has a newspaper or a magazine or something to read. And for this, the boatman replied that, "Sahab, I am an illiterate man. I don't know how to read, so what will I do with the newspaper with me? I don't have it." And for this, when the businessman heard that the boatman was illiterate, he was shocked and he said, "All right, boatman, you don't know how to read and write. You have wasted one third of your life. It's like, you know what? It's like one third. Your entire youth has been thrown into the river, has gone down into the river." Then the businessman asks the boatman if he has got a watch, what time it is. And again the boatman says, "Sir, I don't know how to read time in a watch." And for this, the businessman says, "All right, boatman, I'm sorry to say, not just one third, but two third of your life has gone into the river. It's like you have wasted two third of your life." Then the businessman again asks the boatman, "Okay, boatman, at least have you been to school in your childhood?" And for this, the boatman says, "No, sir, I have never been to a school." And then the businessman, when he heard this, he said, "Boatman, not just two third, but three fourth of your life, almost three fourth of your life has been thrown into the river. You have wasted most part of your life." And the boatman was kept silent, and as they were sailing, it started to rain, and there was thunderstorm, lightning, and it was furious. The winds blew furiously, and the boat was about to capsize. They were in danger. Now it was the time of the turn of the boatman. He shouted, "Arey, sir, do you know swimming? We have to save ourselves. I'll jump. You also jump from the boat and swim. And you have to save yourself." And for this, the businessman says, "Arey, boatman, I don't know swimming. Please save me." And then the boatman says, "Well, sir, no, nobody can save you. Not just one third or two third, but your entire life has been thrown into the river." So this is a beautiful Chinnakatha, a humorous Chinnakatha, in fact, which Swami has given. And it shows that one should not develop ego of the little knowledge that one has acquired, but should be very humble with others. Okay, with this I conclude for today the segment Soul Inspiration. The time is 11:25, and in 5 minutes Brother Vishu will be here, and for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, the segment Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. So I offer this segment at Swami's Lotus Feet, and I'll be playing for you a beautiful song on Mother Ishwarama, as the Ishwarama Day is coming on the Sunday. So meet you again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Till then, Jai Sai Ram.
Bhakti Bhakt Bhagavant Guru Chatushnam Bhapue Tinke Padvandan Kiye Metat Vighna Ane
धन्य हो